Welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast with Jacob Ayers, providing actionable content to help you along your journey to financial freedom through real estate investing. As the premier asset class, real estate has helped ordinary people just like you amass fortunes. The benefits of passive income from real estate investing will allow you to live a life you want. And now, your host, entrepreneur, real estate investor, and apartment deal syndicator, Jacob Ayers.
Hi, and welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, episode 67. You're listening to Friday Fundamentals with your host, Jacob Ayers. First, I want to give a shout out to a couple five-star reviews. Our first five-star review comes from Brian Dawes, and it says, "Awesome interviews on real estate. Great focus on how real estate can and will lead you to wealth and freedom." Another five-star review from Marty says, "I particularly enjoyed the discussion of commercial lending for multifamilies, especially useful for my portfolio. Thank you all for the great reviews. I'm glad you're getting value from this show." Now, with listeners from over 33 different countries, I bring to you this week's episode of Friday Fundamentals. This week's Friday Fundamental is contradicting strategies. There are lots of times we come across contradictions. For instance, on one hand, your mom tells you not to talk to strangers. Yet on the other hand, you're told to treat everyone as you'd want to be treated. Well, do you not talk to strangers, or do you treat that stranger how you'd want to be treated, with a big smile and a pleasant greeting? Life is full of these conundrums, from social norms to laws and even business. We're told to diversify by some and niche by others. Should you hold a small amount of real estate, along with some stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and agricultural land? Or do you focus on a niche real estate strategy, such as house flipping? Let's look at an example of contradicting strategies, particularly around real estate investing. In this example, Sarah wants to buy a fourplex, live in one unit, and rent out the others. Sarah wants to buy and live in a specific part of the city close to her job, her favorite restaurants, and shopping. However, nothing in her particular area makes sense for an investment property. In order to make this strategy work financially, she would have to move to a suburb of the city, much farther away from work, where the property values are lower. Sarah has long realized that her market is not the best for investing, and she realizes she wants to live by the saying, "Live where you want and invest where the numbers make sense." Sarah finds herself torn, trying to balance both this fourplex strategy and this mindset. So what should she do? Should she move to where the numbers for a fourplex make sense, or should she follow the mantra and live where she wants while investing where it makes sense, even if these two things aren't related? Many real estate investors are faced with decisions like this every day. Decisions that make you rethink your focus or wonder if you even have one. The problem and solution is different for everyone. Using your goals as a roadmap will certainly help you make these tough decisions along the way. They'll give you a single point of focus to follow. You'll be able to ask yourself, "Does this decision help me achieve my goals?" When you come across contradictions in life, the worst thing you can do is not make a decision. Don't let yourself be paralyzed by indecision. Understand there will be contradictions, confusion, and conflicts in life. Tackle these head on. If you stumble, make the wrong turn, or get lost, simply use your goals to guide you. That wraps up this week's episode of Friday Fundamentals. I hope you're getting value from the show. If you've liked what you've heard, please leave a rating and review on whichever platform you're listening on. As always, if you have any questions or comments or want to hear something or someone specific on the show, reach out to me. You can contact me at www.jacobayers.com/contact or connect with me on Facebook at The Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom. Till next week. Signing off, I'm your host, Jacob Ayers.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, providing you actionable content to build your real estate empire. Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for personal advice. The opinions of guests are their own. Information is not guaranteed. All investment strategies have a potential for profit or loss. The host is operating on behalf of the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom, LLC, exclusively.